This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's, I don't know, a pretty good morning out there. My name's Nicholas Henry Kellis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. When the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Give me a call. Got some things to talk about today at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Kallas_33 is my handle. That's Callas_33 on X. And again, the phone number, 412-928-9370. Steelers, we'll start with the Steelers, because this is interesting what they're doing. Continuing to flummox us all with some news. They don't pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option, which I was just kind of seeing has spelled a lot of speculation. Some saying, well, Mike Tomlin might not be in control anymore because, you know, Najee was kind of his in the previous realms, or the previous regime's draft choice. And so maybe Tomlin really isn't in control now, and Omar Khan saying, you know what, we're really cleaning house. The guy who's borderline good, borderline not, big debate on whether Najee Harris is good enough or a good running back at all, or if he's just a product of a solid Steelers tandem with him and Jaylen Warren. And Omar Khan's putting all the, you know, putting all that aside and saying, you know, we got to do better. And I came in here to construct this team better than it has been. And so Najee Harris is one of those potential casualties here. Like, hey, Najee, we're not guaranteeing you this contract because, I don't know, maybe he hasn't earned it. I've always thought Najee was a good running back. I always thought he had good awareness, but it seems the majority of Steeler fans, well, actually, I can't even say the majority of Steeler fans because I saw the Twitter poll and those who voted yesterday, should Najee Harris's option be picked up? Majority said yes. Maybe I've just heard a lot of criticism of his game. I think that fans think that he's worthy enough of, or he was worthy enough of getting that fifth-year option, even though now he didn't, but also, maybe he's not, you know, the best option for the team. Maybe, you know, him and Jaylen Warren are a good pairing, but Najee on his own, maybe that's part of the motivation. Like, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe he does or doesn't deserve it. I thought it would have made sense for them to pick it up because then they keep a consistent tandem in there. And I think it's better to have the warts you know than the warts you don't. I heard Doug Whaley say that, and I like the way he said it. But the same principle. You rather deal with the, the players that you have and that you know. Like, we know Najee Harris now. Like, we understand what he brings. Maybe Omar Khan's searching for something better, though, and maybe he's searching for something cheaper. And in this market, you could assume that you could get a running back of similar caliber to Najee Harris in the draft, similar skill levels, similar style, similar game, but just for a cheaper price and at a draft pick that's not gonna be too highly valued. So I think that considering all that, I mean, it would have made sense to me either way. I like Najee Harris's football awareness. I like what he brings to this team. I would have been for them picking up his option. Part of me also understands, though, why they didn't. I mean, every reason that Crowley spelled out yesterday on the morning show makes sense. Now, I'm not going to go as far to say that he's not a good running back, because Najee, I think, is a good running back. I just also think that, again, sometimes it's better to deal with who you know. And Najee, like, the running game to me was not, like, the biggest concern for this team. The fact that the Steelers don't have a wide receiver still, to me, is more concerning. The fact that they don't have a solid extra receiver in that core, to me, is the true biggest concern for this team right now. That's something that I think that they're going to have to address sooner than later here, because if they don't get a receiver, I mean, they're going to be dealing with, you know, young guys led by George Pickens. And, you know, that's not great. I mean, we already know why it's not great that they don't have a receiver either. So of all the glaring needs, though, I mean, this story to me is not, you know, wasn't the biggest concern. But Omar Khan, again, he's doing his thing. I mean, we thought that the Steelers would do what they traditionally do. I'm sure many of us thought, yeah, they're just going to pick up his option and, you know, ho-hum, we're going to move on. And that's not the case at all. That's not what we're doing. That's not what Khan's doing. I think Khan is setting a foundation, and he's establishing here that, okay, I'm operating on my own terms. And there's things to like about that. Maybe there are some things that you don't like about that, but I mean, overall, it's a respectable approach. Like, he is trying to do things his own way, and I like that. I like that, and I respect that in certain ways. Now, we also haven't seen too much of, you know, the teams that he's constructed play yet, because, you know, he's as new as he is. But, like, this is now the second draft that he's led. So now we really get to see, okay, how are these draft picks gonna fare? Are the decisions that he's making the correct ones? I think that we're starting to take the early excuses and acceptance off of him. He's making a lot of rash decisions now. He's making a lot of unconventional decisions. So now we get to see. And Najee Harris is just another one of those unconventional decisions. The safe answer, the borderline, you could call it reliable answer. That doesn't always mean it will breed success, but you'll have reliability in Najee Harris just being available. And they're saying, you know, we're going to bet on what we think, and maybe Najee will play better knowing that he needs to earn another contract, but it's unconventional for what the Steelers have done in the past. 412-928-9370, I got this caller on the line. Good morning, what's your name?
Harry Callis, what's up? It's Vic, bro.
Oh,
how you doing?
Oh, my goodness, it's been forever, hasn't it?
Yeah, man. I listen every morning, but my girl be sitting in the car, and she just act like she just hate me on the phone while I'm driving. Hey, listen, man, as far as Najee Harris is concerned, Harry, Steelers get what they pay for, and they better understand that this man has 3 1,000-yard seasons. He don't put the ball on the ground. Yeah, him and Jalen are a good combination, but I say pay the man because, you know, they're saying, you know, this guy, he don't deserve he only gets 3 yards per carry, all that. Najee Harris is a good back. He's built for punishment, you know, and just give the man the money. I mean, who else you going to go out there and get for real? I mean, I know there's a lot of running backs. There are. But then it might come with him or them putting the ball on the ground, you know. And Najee, I don't know if he's a good teammate or not, But I say pay him because you know what you got in him. And 3 1,000-yard seasons so far. And then he got a horrible, or had a horrible, offensive line. Imagine what he's going to do with this so-called better line. Let's see what happens.
Sure, Vic, thanks for the call. I appreciate the perspective. No, I mean, I see both sides of this. And I told you I played fullback when I was in high school, so not even close to the NFL. But I understand the value of the running position, and I want to believe that there's value in the running position. So when you have a guy like Harris, it's as consistent as he's been. I'd say he's been pretty consistent in his career. Maybe he hasn't yielded the progress that you may have wanted from a guy you draft in the first round. That's fine. So I understand both perspectives. But Vic, I'm fine with your perspective too. Sure. Right now, Najee and Jaylen Warren, they have a pairing right now that's been working. And now they have a better offensive line, so you may assume that they would get better just by default. But the Steelers might not think so. Or maybe the Steelers are just saying, hey, play for your contract, earn your contract, Najee. Because there has been the perspective, too, that Najee has not earned that fifth-year option, has not earned, the right to play for the Steelers. Or, you know. Like, he hasn't earned that next step yet. Now, maybe, I mean, he'll go into free agency. The Steelers can still pick him back up. I would think that if he played well enough, they would offer him a fair contract. I would just think. Or maybe it is all about, you know, money saving, and they don't care about that, and they're trying that new thinking in the NFL where, you know, you just go through running backs quickly, you draft them, you don't spend on them, and you make that work. I don't know exactly what they're thinking, and I can't predict anything that they're doing anymore because they're not being predictable anymore, which also excites me. So, I see it both ways. I would like to think that if he was able to earn a contract, the Steelers would pay him. Maybe they won't. Maybe this is all just a money-saving tactic and bringing it into the new era. But, Vic, I appreciate the call, and I understand what you're saying. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. When I come back, more Steeler talk and your calls, 412-928-9370, right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 85, low of 58, about a 40% chance of rain. Then tomorrow, high of 69, low of 59, a 55% chance of rain. That's fan weather. That's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Taking you through a few more discussions for about the next 8 minutes or so. The Steelers have been the headline, or have had some headlines recently. One of them is Najee Harris and him not getting his fifth-year option picked up. Justin Fields is technically news as well because that deadline passed for both of them, but we're not as surprised by Justin Fields because it was announced way before that they weren't going to pick up his option. But how about Justin Fields apparently being considered to be a kick or punt returner this season? It's just another one of those just weird things that the Steelers seem to be doing this year that's unconventional for them that they might try. Maybe did they acquire just... I mean, that just opens up a few questions for me. Like, did they acquire Justin Fields because they wanted to use his speed, not so much use his quarterback skills? Because everybody thought, okay, he could be a quarterback, but now he's going to return punts or kicks as well. Will he do both? Can he play quarterback and do that? It seems like it would make him more susceptible to injury, which could hurt the Steelers, unless you operate on the perspective that he wasn't going to be a starting quarterback anyway, so that's not going to be a giant loss. You know, if they were to let him try doing that. Yeah, they're just doing so many things. And I mean, I talked about this in the first segment. I mean, the bottom line is that they're trying different things, and it's just that part of it's exciting for me. Now, I mean, I've seen the skeptics out there. Fans are not excited. They're not. There are some fans out there that aren't satisfied with what's going on here. And really, I mean, I'm not a homer to the Steelers at any rate, and I was pretty frustrated last season, and I was in the boat of like, okay, let's start making some significant changes with the coaching staff and these people and those people. And I mean, I've talked about this before. Like, my perspective on this team is changing because they are doing things differently now in a way that like we've never seen. You can weigh in on this as well at any time. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X as well, at @Callus_33, if you want to voice your opinion on anything the Steelers are doing. Right now, the big story is that Justin Fields may become a kicker punt returner. And the other one is that Najee Harris's fifth-year option was not picked up yesterday. So, but in all of these moves that happen, and I kind of just have this same refrain, this is my structure on how I view the Steelers coming into this season. Before, I was frustrated because I wanted some change and I didn't know what the change should look like. So, you know, you hold the coach accountable. You hold the offensive coordinator accountable in Matt Canada, who was held accountable and was let go midseason, which is the first of many significant changes that the Steelers had ending last season and now moving through this offseason, which makes me fine with them not picking up Najee Harris's fifth-year option as well. Like, I'm okay with it because right now they're doing things, they're operating in a way that they never have before. So I'm excited from the stance that they're different this year. Okay? And they did what we all wanted them to do as well. I mean, I've heard so many people preach, you know, line, draft the line, get the fundamental positions down. You know, get the front line secured. And guess what? They got a center in Frazier, and they got a guy who could play tackle and in the first round. And that's what you want to see from the draft standpoint, right? There's not much more you wanted to see from there. They got a receiver as well who could make an impact early on. So they're constructing this team in a way that is different from how they've constructed it before, and again, they're operating differently. They're making decisions that are seemingly different from where they used to be. And so, reflecting on that, I say, yeah, I'm excited for this season. Now, if they start to fall toward the median again, if they start to fall toward the middle again, I'm going to be frustrated again. But based on the decisions that they're making, I've noticed that they're either that they've constructed this team to either, you know, get a stroke of success and win and actually make some noise in the playoffs, or fail mightily, to which then they would be forced to start over. But Omar Khan, I mean, he's operating on what seems like his own thought process, and whether Mike Tomlin was considered or not, doesn't matter to us. Because there's changes happening, and I think that should breed some excitement among Steeler fans. 412-928-9370. I got this caller on the line now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, Nicholas. Terry from Ligonier.
What's up, Terry?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not thrilled about the idea of using Justin Fields for a kick returner. I thought that's why we got Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, you could have more than one on any, you know, there's different kick return formations.
My goodness, I'd never risk using Justin Fields as a kick returner.
It definitely is weird. I'll give you that. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. Plus, the other thing, I still wish we'd get a receiver. I mean, I don't know what they're doing with that. I mean, we got Pickens, and that's it. I mean, we don't have a good number two.
Yeah, I hear you. What do you think about them not picking up Najee Harris's option?
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, that shocked me there a little bit.
You think they should have?
But I don't know. I'm on the fence with that.
Okay.
I mean, look at Jaylen Warren. I mean, we got him. I mean, I was at camp last year, and, man, that kid's tough. I mean, he come out of nowhere. So, you think running backs are a dime a dozen, I think. So, I'm on the fence with that. I'm not sure which way to go with it.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, the Justin Fields news it's weird. So, yeah, my comments on him, they weren't an endorsement so much as just like, yeah, I mean, in some realm it could make sense. Still is very strange. And as for the running back conversation as well, I just want to point this out too. Like, I think Jaylen Warren, I mean, he is talented and he's done well. I think that Najee Harris, though, being able to get in there and share snaps, I like what that looked like, and I like what it yielded for this team. I like that they have two running backs that they could rely on. And you could argue that Jaylen Warren's a better running back. And, I mean, there's no solid argument against that. He is a good running back. He may be the more talented running back. He may be the more efficient and better running back. But Najee Harris still makes an impact that I don't think you can overlook as much. I still think that those two working together preserve both of them longer and make this team stronger, because you're not grinding one guy through the gauntlet. You're splitting those reps and making sure that they get equal rest and work. And again, when we talk about, you know, when we think about this option not being picked up, also the running game was not the biggest problem for the Steelers. And it wasn't even really a weaker point. If we're dissecting just Najee's performance, maybe you can make that argument. But like, the running game was pretty solid overall. That hasn't been their biggest issue, so that to me is not a huge deal either. I think there's more conversations to be had, but like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Maybe you can get another guy in the future, but like, when we talk about Najee, like, no, him and Warren, I think, work well together because you're not grinding one too hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.